or do they already have all that?
Oftentimes when they're hired, sometimes they don't, and those things are acquired while they're under city employment. But that is something that the position requires, and if they don't have it, then they're asked to acquire that within a specific amount of time.
Yeah, because I mean, we're also talking about wage increases and stuff, and mm-hmm. if they don't, I'm just kind of curious if they have all these things they're supposed to have already.
On the meter technician one position, you may come into it without those things,
yeah.
but are required to obtain them within a certain period of time.
Within 6 months.
In the meter technician two position, you either have to have acquired those through your on-the-job time, or you have to come into the position with those things. The person in this position currently is in the process of getting his CDL.
He just
went to training in Petersburg.
He's been here for 2 years.
And that was actually a requirement of the job that person have a CDL, and he did not have one, and that was an issue that I addressed with Mr. Hammer previously. Mr. Mayor, I would like clear direction from the assembly, if it is the intent, if the assembly does not approve this, I would like clear direction regarding other positions. If it is the assembly's intent that there be no further changes to any union job description until such time as we go forward in negotiating the collective bargaining agreement. Because I will tell you that there are already other things being looked at, and that a 3-year time span in which to wait to make changes when attrition comes up and you are looking at a dynamic organization and you have an opportunity to look at what works best for the organization and a change might be warranted, a 3-year time period is a very long time to wait. And I offer that.
Julie.
Mr. Mayor?
Just a sec, Steve.
Hold up. Go ahead, Julie.
So I don't have a definitive answer yet in my own mind on that. I feel like you can make changes to collective bargaining agreement if both parties agree to it. There are things that have to come up during a 3-year period, right? The reason this is so tense, though, is because we went through a tense period.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're all still licking wounds, I think. And trying to learn from that about, you know, is there a better strategic way to deal with things? You know, I know that being strategic and managing aren't necessarily the same thing. Sometimes they go against each other. So that's, I think, the tension that this situation brings up. I mean, at face value, it seems like a perfectly reasonable thing to do. But it does beg the question, why wasn't it done earlier then, during the negotiation period? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what those answers are. I think you'll have to go through it just a minute. So anyway, those are some of the things I'm dealing with in my mind as I come to a conclusion on this.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, one of the thoughts, I can guess why they didn't want to deal with it was because they were able to hold this up as a position that was being underpaid, and then they could negotiate higher, you know, rates for everybody holding this position up. But I'm not sure who has the answer to that one. But, you know, I think it's not an either-or, city manager. Lisa, I don't think it's an either-or. Not everything is the same, in my opinion. This one, we're actually adding a second entire level to the pay of this position, a second entire level. And, you know, one of my things is I know that in that department, people have been started 7 or 6 or 5 positions along from where the position actually is supposed to start at. So a lot of people already receive consideration for lower pay grades by being bumped up to higher levels. And I guess if it's a matter of, if you're telling me that we've changed this so much on this employee, that their job description has changed so much that they've just been doing it out of the kindness of their heart, then I could understand that we need to rethink it. But I think the expectation was delivered when this employee was hired, that this is what the job entails. I'm not sure what the superintendent had said previously on this, in terms of to this employee, if this was a guarantee from the supervisor that this would take place or just what, but I do know that this was discussed at length. Now, if other things come up and there's changes and there's small tweaks here and there and the media agrees to it, and it's not a substantial change in the structure of the pay, I would probably find myself being in favor of that as a pre-sufficiency, especially. But at this point, I have a hard time moving forward with this particular one. And I kind of don't want to have a gun put to my head saying, well, we can't meet anybody if we don't do this one. This is one specific item that's been on our radar for quite a while. I know that they were talking about this for quite a while. So we've known that this was out there, and it was not an issue for the union at the time, and we moved forward. Now, I'm sure it's an issue for the employee, and I feel horrible that they're caught in the middle of this, but we need to look out for the best interests of the community.
So, I'm going to agree with Steve on, I don't think that, I'm not going to give you clear things saying, no, do not negotiate, don't change anything at all. I feel on this one, too, that there's a substantial pay raise here, so I have a problem with that. I also have a problem, because we're spending more money for the city, which we're always talking about budget woes and all of that, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, Lisa, not to do your job. Okay, you brought this to us, and I appreciate you doing all this work. I have my opinions on this, and everybody has their opinion, but that's part of being an assembly, okay? So I don't feel comfortable clearly telling you, don't do your job. I'm just saying that on this one, I'm going to disagree with you, okay?
In terms of the groundman meter technician one, I think we should approve that job description. It accurately reflects what that individual is doing. And then I'm prepared to make a motion to amend and drop the groundman meter technician two.
Temporarily intent.
Yeah, to drop that from the motion.
Any further discussion?
No, she hasn't made the motion.
I haven't made the motion. I'm indicating to you that's the direction I'm going to.
Okay.
I expect more discussion.
I think it came up earlier when I said I'm not sure why this didn't come up during the negotiations, and Mr. Armstrong seemed like he might have an answer. Can we hear from him on that?
I've been asked not to speak about that by the city manager. This was not supposed to be a union thing. This was brought to you by the administration. I apologize if my presence as representing the superintendent has muddied the waters. I did, however, provide the city manager with information about why the union did what they did. That information is available with the city manager if you're interested in looking at it. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
And Mr. Mayor, if I may, when Mr. Armstrong and I spoke this afternoon, he did provide me with the information about his recollection of what transpired during the union negotiations. And I reminded him at that time that he is acting as a supervisor at this time, and I did not feel it would be appropriate for him to bring that information up, even though it had been brought up at the previous meeting. And so he provided that information to me. So I just wanted to confirm what he said. So if you would like it, I have his summary, his recollection.
Steve.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, did you contact the former city manager to get their recollection of that discussion?
I did not, Assemblymember Prezonka, because I did not intend for this discussion to take place tonight. That's why I asked Mr. Armstrong not to discuss it, because I didn't feel it was prudent.
I move to amend the motion by striking the job description of groundman meter technician 2. In other words, we only approve.
Second, first of all.
Okay, so I got a question. Why? So you, the only one I'm thinking that we're going to approve that is going to have a pay increase is the meter reader technician 1.
There, Mr. Mayor, there is a pay increase for the meter technician 1. That's correct.
Okay.
However, the meter technician 2 also comes with an increase in salary. It's a different wage and grade.
So, are we discussing? Because then, I am very sorry here because I've read this thing 100 times. I guess I really totally missed this. So we're discussing raising the pay of 2 individuals.
No.
Okay.
Changing the job description altogether.
Mr. Mayor and Assemblymember Larrabee, if I may clarify, again, there are not 2 positions here.
Right.
There is 1 position that someone may ascend from a level 1 technician to a level 2 technician. The level 1 technician job is asking for a pay increase to go along with the change to the job description.
Okay.
The level 2 technician jumps that person either if they come into the job with certain qualifications or they ascend through job on the job training to that position, it changes to a different level on the wage scale. So this resolution asks for the approval of both.
And can I ask?
And currently, this employee is technician 1.
That's correct.
Correct. So what I propose is that for now, we drop that second job description.
Which is going to do what?
Well, number one, it'll get us out of the fix we're in now, we can deal with the present.
Let me see if I can clarify this in my mind. The technician 1 position is an entry-level position, correct?
That is correct.
And if that person goes to technician 2, the technician 1 position is not filled.
That is correct.
That's correct. It's not
two separate positions.
Yeah.
My question earlier, my question earlier, and I had to go get the paper copy because I was flipping back and forth on the screen. The 2 descriptions seem identical to me. I am not seeing the difference. Mr. Armstrong, what is the difference between meter 1 and meter 2 other than years of experience? Is there?
Yeah.
I'm not being sarcastic in any way, shape, or form.
Right. I would defer.
Additional certification requirements.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I would point out that we pay for those certifications that an employee takes. So the position 2, we're putting in that they have to have additional certifications. So the question would be the value, but that's what, I believe staff will check into to make sure that there's enough value added for the additional cost, not only in pay, but also in the certification that the 1 would be working towards to contain the 2.
Mr. Mayor, you have a question?
Drew?
I'm looking at the 2 job descriptions, and meter 1 has current CDL, Class A, CPR and flagger certification. Level 2 has exactly the same description.
But one is you either have to have those or
obtain them.
That's
level
correct.
Level 2 is you have them.
That's correct.
Okay, fine. So is that the only difference between the 2 positions?
And years of service, as I understand it, yeah.
It's not the years of service. It's It's the 4 years of meter school.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 4 years. Okay,
would be the other qualification.
So is there a reason that this couldn't be a meter reader position on a continuum? I mean,
Mr. Mayor,
yeah.
I'm certain there are a number of different ways this could be looked at. This was a recommendation on the part of the former electrical superintendent, and having discussed this issue with him, that was the decision that was made. It actually was initially, he tried to do a job description that said meter technician one and two, so that it would show the ascension in one job description, and discussing it with the city clerk, the way that other job descriptions are written and displayed, the decision was that it needed to be two separate job descriptions. So that's why it ended up that way.
Okay, so this is maybe why I'm confused, because I'm not a shop teacher one, and later in life I become a shop teacher two. I'm a shop teacher and I ascend levels of years of service, and there is a ranking of my pay that follows appropriately with those years of service. So why couldn't we do a setup like that, where it's a meter reader technician, and as they gain certifications and years of experience and things like that, that they ascend to a certain point? Or if they come in with these items that they are at this pay grade, it's plus experience, like any other job. When you get a job at whatever organization, you come in with X amount of experience, you are up on the pay scale.
We can do that.
Is that, because I would feel much, yeah, that's currently where we're at.
That's what we do.
So, I mean, I realize that we do need to add some items to the job description, and I don't see a problem with adding those items to the job description and making the pay scale match those increases in experience. That would not be a problem. I think where everybody's getting upset is by adding another job to it with an extensive pay raise. And I mean, you walk in the door with no experience.
I'm going to order here, because we have a motion on the floor, and we also have a first motion on the floor.
Yeah.
We're either going to approve this or not approve it, and that's my point of order.
We're in discussion phase. But the previous motion was.
I feel we're negotiating right now.
The previous motion was on a different resolution number, so to be appropriate, it would require a new motion.
But
which has been made.
The reason why I say point of order is because I feel like right now we're starting negotiations.
Oh.
I feel like we're negotiating
descriptions. I was clarifying.
See what I'm saying?
I don't think
we should get that far into this.
I was just trying to understand what they were asking to do. But yeah, I see where you're going.
I do also think the city clerk has a point of concern.
On the amendment, my concern is that the resolution that we have, if we were to take out the meter reader 2 position, this resolution is all incorporating both job descriptions. So I believe that if we were going to look at just having the meter reader 1 technician position, it needs to come back with just that resolution, with just that job description.
I thought I could make it because it mentioned both positions separately.
But it also, I mean, throughout the whole resolution, it says these job descriptions and this, you know, it's, I believe that this whole resolution would have to be changed.
I agree with the clerk, because it will make it clear in everybody's mind, if nothing else. And it doesn't leave that ambiguity about the first meter 1 and meter 2. Are they both going to be filled or not, or whatever?
Could we make a...
Go ahead.
Could we make a motion to revisit this in a clarified scenario at a later date?
What I would suggest is to what I suggest is to postpone this item indefinitely. That's what I would suggest. And then we can bring it back to you at the next meeting clean.
Yeah.
I move to postpone the item indefinitely.
Second. I moved in second. Any discussion on that?
Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry.
We already have a motion.
Yeah, right. You asked if there was discussion. I have a question for clarification, please.
Yes, go ahead.
So is it the Assembly's request? Are there at least four of you that are interested in this being brought back in a clean format as a simple meter technician position?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I show four and five. Okay. So be it.
Thank you.
Okay, Patty had made a motion before.
So this motion, this postpone indefinitely is on the floor. So if this gets approved, then those two motions, they go away.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion on the postpone? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for your time.